Ferries, freighters, and fishing and tour boats are part of the tableau that often makes living by the sea postcard pretty and desirable. But all that maritime activity creates cacophony underwater. Separate groups of scientists in the neighboring Pacific Northwest cities of Victoria, British Columbia, and Seattle, Washington, recently shared their observations that the ocean is getting noisier. And conservationists and shippers are also discussing ways to dial that volume down.
You hear the happy hubbub in the appropriately named Fishtail Brew Pub in my hometown of Olympia. Yeah, it's nice to sip a beer, but honestly, after a while, it's kind of draining to carry on a conversation amidst this din. And I wonder, is that how this orca whale feels?
That's the sound recorded through an underwater microphone placed near the shipping lanes off Canada's Vancouver Island. Marine scientists at the University of Victoria monitor it. To them, it almost sounds like the whales are shouting to be heard over the nearly continuous engine noise. Michael Jasny is a senior policy analyst for the Natural Resources Defense Council. He says this fog of noise, as he calls it, is impeding the ability of whales to communicate.
Shipping noise falls across the same frequencies that these animals use for all their vital behaviors, for feeding, for finding mates, for avoiding predators, and for navigating.
Jasny says sound travels very efficiently underwater. That's a large ship, by the way. And it's not just marine mammals he's worried about.
The entire web of life in the oceans depends on sound.
The science in this arena is pretty new. Precise boundaries between noisy and quiet, safe and harmful, have yet to be established. But Jasny believes the risks can only rise as international trade and offshore drilling increase.
And as more and more research has been done, it's been very clear that what we have in our hands is really a major problem. It's a serious problem. It's a global problem. Fortunately, in shipping, we have a problem that has a solution.
And that solution is quieter ship designs. Nearby here in Victoria, Canada, several whale watch companies brag their boats produce less underwater racket. Bigger examples are the newest four vessels to join the fleet of the U.S. Ocean Research Agency, NOAA. They're each 63 meters long. Noise control engineer Michael Batteranian consulted on their design.
These NOAA ships show that you can get fairly quiet, and I think quiet enough, because they're able at 11 knots to go up and count a fish and not startle a fish so that they can actually count it.
Batteranian points to propellers as the primary source of noise pollution. The fix is to match a more efficient propeller with an optimized hull shape. The new federal research ships also have more expensive engines that reduce vibration.
I think it's something that people are saying a lot of, oh boy, here comes something else we have to deal with. And you know, the technology's been around. I mean, it's just technology that we've had in the military realm for a while.
Oh boy, is what I expected to hear when I called representatives of the maritime trade. But instead, Kathy Metcalf and others told me the shipping industry, at least in the United States, recognizes there is a potential noise pollution problem, and it wants to be part of the solution. Metcalf directs maritime affairs at the Chamber of Shipping of America.
What our approach is that if we're progressive now and begin to change over in the design of ships before we're forced to do it, it will be much less costly to the industry.
And there's one more big selling point.
If people see the fuel savings that we expect to be obtained from this more refined design work, we don't think you're going to have to sell the concept to anybody.
Metcalf says the best venue for working out any new rules for shipping is a United Nations agency called the International Maritime Organization. She estimates that process could take 5 years. Eventually, other UN groups may be tapped to control other sources of underwater noise, such as offshore oil and gas production or naval exercises. For VOA News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia, Washington.